Well, in the last several years, there's been a big push with quality reels. And in recent months, I've started to really see a ton of press and publicity on the Ardent Reel. And with me today is David Gray, and he's one of the founders from Ardent. And David, I guess first thing is that, you know, it hasn't been that long ago. I didn't know what an Ardent Reel was, and now I've had the opportunity to put my hands on them. Man, oh man, you've got something special there.
Terry, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. You won't believe how many times we hear that comment, and it always makes us feel good. But coming from you and somebody that's such an experienced fisherman and working with Bass Fan, that's really special, and thank you for saying that.
Well, you know, it was funny because, of course, you know, you guys have been around and had this concept for quite some time, probably 3 years or more. And last year at the Gunnersville event, you and I ran into each other, first time we really got to meet in person, and you said, Terry, take a look at this. And it was one of those neat occurrences because right prior to going to Gunnersville, I got the opportunity to fish with Pete Pons, and he was using your reels, so I'd already had the opportunity to throw them a little bit, so our conversation was much better.
I understand, yes.
Let's talk a little bit, if we can, about, you know, the concept, where this came from. Tell me, if you would, where Ardent really got started. I know you were one of the founders. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I'd be glad to. Actually, the idea for Ardent started a number of years ago when myself and one of the other fellows that were in the original starting group owned and ran tackle stores. Actually, they were two different cities. And, you know, when you run a tackle store, you get to meet and visit and hear lots of things from lots of fishermen. And in keeping with the phrase that you should always listen to, always pay attention to your customers, we had a lot of guys every year when the new reels came out, and they never were totally satisfied with any one reel, and they always made comments about different features or performance characteristics that they would like to see in a reel. And last few years that we ran those stores, we had a number of guys comment that they said, you know, it wouldn't hurt their feelings to have a made in the USA choice. We are the land of the world's greatest bass fishermen. That's undisputable. And they said they'd like to have one homegrown made in the USA choice of a reel. So a bunch of us that were just bass fishermen, loved to bass fish, were really passionate about it, got together and said, let's see if we can't build a reel to the performance specifications that these customers have been requesting. Since we are Americans, let's just do it here at home in the USA. That's how the idea actually took hold.
Well, I have to think that there was a lot of naysayers because, you know, you can't do it as economically. You can't, you know, maybe do it as good as maybe the Japanese or some of these other people. One of the compliments that I've got to give you is the fact that I've never heard you compare yourself to anybody else. You know, you're always putting the onus on yourself with Ardent, but I'm sure there was a lot of naysayers out there said it can't be done.
There were when we started. A lot of folks in the fishing tackle industry, I think, had gotten in a rut of thinking they had to have their product made in overseas foreign countries with very inexpensive labor. And when we started, we said, you know, our company may pay more in labor, but we want to be able to control the quality of the product. We want to be able to make quick changes and move very rapidly. And we thought it was best done here in the USA. That concept, that thought, has turned out to be very true. We found out in developing that first reel, the XS, that to develop the reel to the performance level that it is, we had to control quality of precision manufacturing. And that is best done right here at home in the USA with your own plant, your own employees.
Well, there's no question the XS has done that. And you look at, you know, the stages. I can remember the first prototypes that I was able to see and put my hands on. And now to where you're at with the ones you're producing now, there's a lot of things inside the reel that you can't see by looking at the case that are different and better.
Well, that's true. All of the XS reels we've built and sold perform very well. As a company, we are always pushing ourselves, and I guess I should back up, Terry, as fishermen also, we're always pushing ourselves to squeeze a little more performance out of all of our equipment, and when that transfers into our fishing reels, as Ardent, as a manufacturer, we're always pushing ourselves to get a little more performance out of it. We actually have, which is not generally known to all of the anglers out there, we have a pretty big R&D department. and they are continuously working on projects and future products and always trying to figure out ways to get more and more performance out of the reels.
Well, you also got a pretty good oil. That oil you guys make, reel butter, pretty special.
Yeah, that's we're pretty proud of that. It's getting lots and lots of compliments. We've had a number of compliments from reel repair shops that are using it now for their own businesses, and that is a great testimonial. We embarked on that not to develop something to sell, but that was one of those projects that we embarked on that relates to what I just said, a way to get greater performance out of the reels we make. And we were using commercial-grade lubricants, both oil and grease, and it's obvious when you're manufacturing reels, you got to grease and oil a lot of them. So we thought we could get a higher grade of performance if we had better quality oils and grease. So we embarked on an almost five-month program to develop a fully synthetic oil and a fully synthetic grease that would enhance the performance and the service life of fishing reels. And it was quite an endeavor, but we're very happy with the way it came out. And got lots of guys that have tried it and used it, and we just get compliment after compliment about that oil and grease. We're real proud of that.
Well, David, I'm gonna push you in a different direction here. One of the things that we've been able to do is secure a couple of those excesses and from you. And in the next week or so, we're going to give one away, and some lucky Bass Fan Army member is going to get an opportunity to not only get and use this reel, but give a product review to you, David Gray. And you're going to work with this individual to kind of tell them, you know, the ins and outs of what they should look for and see if they can come up with the, you know, a good product review that is right straight from a member of a guy that's used a baitcaster before.
Well, we appreciate that. That'll be fun. Whoever gets it will tell them when they've cast it the first time, just don't be too close to the trees.
Yeah, or the neighbor's window or something like that, because you do get that extra distance.
Right.
And, you know, it's neat, and you're also now, I want to make sure we don't leave this out, you're also not only from a bait casting perspective, but you're going to have a spinning reel out that's going to be every bit as good as your bait casting reel.
Well, we sure hope so. It's out in final stages of being used hard. We've got several guys in the southern U.S. that are guides that have been fishing it every day. It's done extremely well. We're very proud of it. It handles fluorocarbon very well for a spinning reel. I know a lot of anglers get frustrated with using fluorocarbon on spinning reels, and we worked hard to make sure this reel would have the least amount of line twist it possibly can. And it looks like it's going to be a very nice reel. I've fished it several days myself. It's got a really good feel to it. It's a mid-sized reel, and we've actually been testing it with 4-pound line all the way through 12-pound monofilament. We've used braid up to 40 on it, and it's doing really well. We think people are going to like it.
Well, there's no question the arsenal continues to get better and more streamlined and able to go out there. I know your pro staff, you've continued to develop that. I know you've got Pete Pons and Brian Snowden and Alton Jones. A lot of those guys are out there fishing it every day and having good success with your reels.
Yep, we're proud to have those guys. We just added Jimmy Mason, who's an Elite 100 angler out of Alabama. We've added several fellows on the FLW circuit, so we're growing every day, and we're really excited about what's going on.
Well, David, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're one of those guys, very cerebral, that really gets into this sport. Not only do you love the idea of building the best reel in the country, but you also like the idea of being out there and getting that line wet once in a while, too.
Oh, absolutely. Need to do more of that. You know, we go to these tournaments and we're envious. We're sitting there on the bank talking to people while all the boats are launching and shoving off, and we'd rather be out there in the boats.
Well, no doubt about it. David, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. I appreciate it, and I look forward to that product test. We're going to have some lucky guys going to get a chance to throw this new XS, and we're excited about that here at Bass Fan as well.
Great. Remember now, we got to go fishing sometime.
I'm ready, David. I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.